I go in at 5 a.m. and get off at 1:30.
Meet Jennifer Fernandez. She works for a large credit card company in Phoenix.
I do quality assurance, so I just listen to phone calls all day.
In her mind, a high-wage job should pay a certain annual salary.
I would say 70 to 90 and above.
Fernandez was surprised to learn some people regard her job as high-wage. She makes $45,000 a year.
I don't consider myself high-wage. I'm sorry.
Fernandez may not feel like a high-wage earner, but she makes significantly more than Maricopa County's median income. Median means midpoint. Half the people make more, half make less. The most current data used by the Arizona Department of Administration is from 2015. It shows the median income for an individual is $31,650. But here's where it gets confusing. The same agency lists the average wage at just more than $50,000, which puts Fernandez below average. So which is more accurate?
In that sense, probably the median would be better. It's more representative of what the typical person is making.
ASU professor Tom Rex has been studying wage data for decades. He says averages are almost always higher than medians. They're also more widely available through numerous sources that rely on different data, which provide various levels of accuracy.
When it becomes really unfortunate, then, is when somebody compares the average from this survey to the average from this other survey. That's apples and oranges, folks. You can't do that.
In the business world, they use different numbers, too. Chris Camacho leads the Greater Phoenix Economic Council.
So a high-wage job in our market would be a wage that pays, on average, 125% of the county median, which would be in the low to mid-40s.
Phoenix's Economic Development Director Chris Mackey offers this definition.
We determine anything over $50,000 a year is considered kind of in our high-wage strategy, but really kind of $70,000 a year and over is in our kind of our target industry for high wages.
Maybe you've heard our cost of living is lower. It's cheaper than parts of California. But what about the rest of the country?
I'm chief of the regional prices branch.
Eric Figueroa works for the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. His team crunches numbers across 16 categories.
Education, food, housing.
To come up with what they call regional price parities. It's what you and I think of as the cost of living. Medical, the national average is 100. Services. Among metro areas, Honolulu is highest. And Beckley, West Virginia, is lowest.
Phoenix's price level is about 3% less than the U.S. average.
That's based on the most recent data from 2015. Figueroa's agency also examines incomes. It found Metro Phoenix exceeded the national average for real personal income growth. What's that mean?
It's the income across all of the people summed up into a single number.
So the total income from Metro Phoenix grew faster than the national average. Sounds good to most people. But here's where it gets confusing again. Our per capita income grew slower. Per capita means per person.
It really has to do with the extremely strong population growth. So even though the income in Phoenix is growing strongly relative to the U.S., with so many more people, when you make that division by the population, that adjustment to per capita, you end up with a slower rate of growth.
Maybe you've heard companies reporting record profits and Wall Street hitting new highs and wondered if big business is to blame for slow wage growth. Not necessarily, says ASU professor Bart Hobain. During the recession, he says lower wage workers disproportionately lost their jobs.
So it looks like the average wage we make goes up because we're cutting out the people with the lower wages.
And now that lower wage jobs have returned, he says,
part of what's now also reducing wage growth to some of these people, which is good news, are getting jobs and finding jobs.
Finding a new job is on Jennifer Fernandez's to-do list. She's going back to school.
Hopefully get an HR. Human resources is always going to be needed because someone's got to hire somebody to work.
The next time she's hired, Fernandez hopes the job meets her definition of high wage. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.